Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay.
Well, I'm happy you're with us this hour, and if you've missed any part of today's show, it's really important that you go to travelers411.com and download the podcast for today's show, the 28th of July, 2018, or the archived audio for the show, because, you know, we've got stuff we talked about earlier today, you really need to know a little background. But if not, I'm going to try to catch you up, because, you know, there are things in the news that relate to traveling and business and whatever that we really need to catch up loose ends on. And one of them has to do with the business of having a simultaneous translator or a translator in the room when you're doing business with someone who doesn't speak English as a first language and you don't speak their language. And, you know, one of the problems with speaking somebody else's language, you may have learned a second language at some point in your life. But if you're not living in the country of that language, there's a lot of vocabulary you don't know. For instance, until you've had to take the car to the mechanic, you don't know the names of all the things under the hood. You may not even know the name for the hood. And by the way, if you're traveling in the UK or Ireland, it's called the bonnet. And the fenders are the skirts. And the trunk is the boot. So even in English, it's not the same. But things like technical stuff, the names of every kind of spoon and ladle in the kitchen, the names of various things in business, the names for things like accountants and, you know, all kinds of stuff in business. There's a whole business vocabulary that even if you grew up with a second language in your house because one or both of your parents spoke another language, you probably didn't learn business French or business German or business Chinese. You learned the language of, you know, the common man living just a normal life. So it's really important if you're traveling for business that you really know what that person said and what that meant. And words change. Expressions change. Slang words change. And if somebody is using some newly invented slang expression, you will know what that is. And I'll give you a great example. I was always an A French student. I was a pretty good student all around. But I was always an honors French, and I always got A's, and I could read anything, write anything, translate anything. But don't ask me to have a conversation, because the one thing you didn't really get encouraged to do was speak in a classroom and have a conversation or talk about anything. You answered a question. What color is Tom's cat? Tom's cat is blue. You know, and really, you weren't learning the language. You were just learning pronunciation. Even though I read some very sophisticated stuff, because I took a French right through second year of college, all honors classes, and I can talk about the philosophers and the civilization and everything else you need to talk about. but I really couldn't talk about it until after I learned to speak the language, well after graduation from college. So I was in the phase of my life where I wanted to perfect being able to speak French now that I had all this vocabulary and grammar and civilization and des philosophes, des écrivains, all dans la tête, not coming out the mouth. And I found people in my community who were French people who were willing to get together with me and just chat. And that, by the way, is the way Europeans learn other languages, contrary to a wonderful commercial that's running on TV and sometimes on radio. Sounds like a great product. I'd like to know more about it. In fact, I'd love to have them as a sponsor because anything that helps you learn languages is wonderful. But I have a little bone to pick with their commercial because they say, do you know how people in Europe learn all the other languages in Europe? They learn it using our programs. I don't know that that's so. I think that's a dangerous statement to make. The reason that people speak so many languages in Europe are the countries are tiny. Most of the countries are smaller than our smallest states. So you go, you know, a few miles this way or that way in each direction, you know, any one country is surrounded by three, four, five other countries. You're always crossing borders and people are always coming into your country. And it's fairly easy because of that to learn the other languages out of necessity. Not because they found some new online vehicle to learn a language, which is wonderful, because anything that anybody can do to help you learn a language is a wonderful thing. But one of the best things you can do is surround yourself with people who speak that language as a first language. And that's what, you know, I managed to do. And one of the people that I surrounded myself with, and there were about five of them, so that every day, the weekday, and part of the weekend, I was speaking in French. And in 3 months, I was conversational. Was Sophie Dupré de Pommerede. And she was 19 and a hip cat from Toulouse with a chateau in the family in the south of France in Nérac, but had lived last in Paris with her boyfriend. And when she split with him, she came to America and she was au pair in the community. And that's how I met this long lineage of aristocrats, young lady who I loved, learned to love her. And I remember the first time she said to me, I showed her something and she said to me, oh, c'est chouette. Chouette? What's chouette? I've never heard that word. A million years of French. 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, Schwet? Never heard the word Schwet. This was the newest at the time. It's not new anymore. It's decades ago. But this was the newest French expression meaning that's cute. That's adorable. Ah, say Schwet. There was another word that wasn't quite on the, you know, it was hanging on the slang list, which, oh, say Mosh. Mosh. Which meant that's ugly. But you would never have seen either of those words in a textbook in a classroom anywhere. So that's another reason why you would need to have somebody who is conversationally conversant and is on your side. If you want to share your person with the stranger who comes in to meet with you, fine. But don't allow somebody else to tell you, that's okay, you can use my translator. Because when the translator finishes translating what you just said, you don't know if that translator is really his top accountant, his CFO, or hers for that matter, or some other person attached to the company who's saying, you know, like I would say, you know, it's a beautiful day today. And the translator would say, in the language of the other person, it's a beautiful day today, but you know what? I think there are some great clouds that you need to be careful about. So ask her this. So you don't really know if the translator that you're using because it came from the other side is just a translator, but also part of a negotiation. It's a very dangerous thing to do. So I'm going to tell you a quick story. I was in Mexico City, and my translator, a woman named Valeria, she lives in the U.S. for about forever, but she's Mexican. Anybody out there that's ever done anything with the International Franchise Association trade missions and needed somebody to translate Spanish, English, Spanish, probably knows her. The woman was magnificent, and I was spoiled rotten from her. Anywhere we would go, I would ask for her if we were dealing in Spanish. So I get to Mexico City. For whatever reason, she was living in Texas. Something happened, and she couldn't fly in. She had a family emergency. The U.S. Embassy offered me an embassy person who was an American woman who spoke Spanish working at the U.S. Embassy in Mexico City. The guy that's interested in doing a deal with my company comes to the meeting. The translator comes to the meeting. And instead of being a simultaneous translator, which means every word I say is instantly translated into Spanish, and then every word that person says is instantly translated to English. Instead, she's summarizing. She's saying to me, well, what he said was, and she gives me a summary. I don't want that. I need every word, and I need it delivered in the same nuance that it was said in, with the same excitement or skepticism or whatever the tone is. The woman drove me crazy. So do your homework. And get yourself a simultaneous translator who's all yours. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more wonderful travel for you.
Talk about the girl. Talk about the boy. Counting all the ripples on the sea. Happy talking, talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to. Got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream.
Tanglewood, summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires, celebrates the centennial of Leonard Bernstein's birth with a season of great music. On August 10th, the BSO pays tribute to Maestro Bernstein's televised Young People's Concerts with a very special hour-long family concert. Following in the great tradition of her father, Jamie Bernstein will be the evening's host. Bring your children to Tanglewood Friday, August 10th. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires, presents an unforgettable season of entertainment. This summer, Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in timeless classical masterpieces, highlighted by some of Leonard Bernstein's greatest works. Don't miss the Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions. solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
Cocktail control, cocktail control. Calling Papa Tango Charlie. Do you read me? I repeat, do you read me? Please state your heading. We have no further information since 2:01.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Patsy O'Kane on the line. She is the owner of the Beach Hill Country House. It is a charming, historic, lovely, beautiful, comfortable, pampering place to stay. And it is on its own estate, complete with, well, I think there's more than one pond, but there's one that you see from the living room and the dining room, and as you approach, and there's a big wheel that's turned, a water wheel that is turned by the, I don't know, the stream, the river, the creek, whatever it is that feeds this lake. And Patsy is so clever. She helped to design and have built this wonderful walkway over this very big pond. This is not some little drizzly thing. This is a big, sizable pond. It's like a small lake. And there's a walkway across it, and there's a gazebo, or as my mother used to laughingly call it, a gazebo. A gazebo, and, you know, if you've got a benchmarking occasion, you're celebrating a birthday, an anniversary, a wedding, a something, a honeymoon, or whatever. What a great place for memorable photos. And really, just gorgeous and surrounded by wonderful trees and lovely piece of property. And off into the woods, you will find, well, there's one you can see immediately from the parking area at Beach Hill Country House. And it's a World War II Quonset hut. That was used by the Marines. And if you've ever seen the film or read the book, Proudly We Served, the film was, Ossie Davis was in it, and it was his last film. It's really worth seeing. That was filmed on the property. You won't see Beach Hill Country House in the film, but the place where it was filmed is right there on the grounds of Beach Hill Country House. And that's because the Marines were stationed there during World War II. And lots of military folk come back to visit every year. So you would have had some military visit in May, no? The U.S. military, they show up at your place again?
Yes, indeed. I mean, well, I don't know if you knew, Stephanie, probably. Oh, yes, I told you at Christmas. I mean, we had a visit of the entire crew of the USS Mason, which of course, is the U.S. Navy. But, no, we had a smaller commemoration service, because this is the 75th anniversary, see, of the arrival of the Marines in Derry. And so it was a much smaller number of people, but they came. Hang on, Steph. I'm on radio. So, sorry, Stephanie, about that.
They're after you.
There were about, probably about 12 or 13 Marines. We had actually one called Carlton Kent, and he is actually coming again in September because we have another group coming in September with military historical tours. So we're delighted with that, you know. So there's more and more Marines. In actual fact, we had a group of Marines call here on Sunday because we had a little memorial service for one of the last veterans who passed away about 2 weeks ago. He served in the US Navy, but he would have been based in the naval base on the Limavady Road. So the American Legion wanted to commemorate his achievements. Where did they choose? None other than Beech Hill, and we were delighted. So we had about 100 people on Sunday. And among those were some actually present serving Marines who were based in Dublin, so they came along. So it was lovely.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's really beautiful. And, yeah, you're right. My mother was a Rosie the Riveter. She helped to build planes at the Glenn L. Martin aviation plant in Baltimore, Maryland. During World War II, and my father served in World War II in, it's funny, I just read, I was looking for something, and I was going through this box of papers and things, and I came across a newspaper clipping about my father, and it talked about where he served, and I only knew about his service in eastern France, in Alsace, and which is where he earned for his actions a Silver Star, which is the second highest medal the U.S. government awards. But he also earned the Bronze Star. And I don't know if that was for the same thing or something different. One of these days I'll go find out. But I was going through this box, and there was this newspaper clipping, and it said that he had served in North Africa, in Italy, in France, and someplace else I don't remember. I have to go look it up again. So, because I only ever hear about, his service, even in newspaper clippings, other clippings, his service in eastern France, which was in a little town, for those of you who know the Alsatian area, this little town, Rupt-sur-Moselle. It's Rupt, R-U-P-T, on the Moselle River, Rupt-sur-Moselle. Mm-hmm. And it's just a little bit north west of Strasbourg, which is right at the German line. I mean, in Strasbourg, you just go across the little river there, and you're in Germany. Mm-hmm. So it was very easy for the Germans to occupy that part of of France. But in any event, listen, anybody that would have served in World War II is approaching 100 at this point. My mother died 2 years ago. She was 94. So, my father and mother were the same age. They were just a few months apart. But you're very lucky to, have people left who not only, served in the military, but were stationed at Beach, were stationed in Derry and stationed at what is now Beech Hill Country House. And you've got quite a heritage room there of all kinds of American goodies, including uniforms and photographs and... every time
videos.
Now I haven't seen any videos, Miss. Where are you hiding the videos?
Yeah, we have a lovely video that Connor had made, and it's lovely. All the pictures, all are on video, and a local broadcaster, Joe Mahan, has done the voiceover to tell all the story about when they arrived, where they lived, what they did, and it's lovely. So we'll have to show you that then.
You need to do two things. One, you need to set it up with a monitor screen on a continual loop so it just keeps playing all the time, or hit the button if you want to see it kind of thing. And you might want to take a look at posting it online. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me. We're talking with Patsy O'Kane live from Beech Hill Country House in Derry, Northern Ireland.
Ici, vers le triangle des Bermudes. Ici, Papa Tango Charlie.
looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping, try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation, Commission License Number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life.
Call now, 800-390-2470. 800-390-2470. 800-390-2470. Call right now. That's 800-390-2470.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, incredible history and architecture, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit destination. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me, live from Northern Ireland, is Patsy O'Kane, owner of the Beech Hill Country House in Derry, also known as Derry, Londonderry, Northern Ireland. And, you know, it's just a delight to have you on the line with me. You had a group. In fact, I think they were there when we were there once with you, of women pilots who belong to an organization called the 99s or the 99 or...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what, right.
What's the exact name? Is it 99s or 99?
I think the 99 Club, I think they call themselves.
And what makes them special, unique, different?
Well, I suppose they were aviation... you know, they were all, they had an interest, I suppose many of them had passed their flying exams and they all had an interest in
it. Oops,
you know, they got together and formed their own little organization. So, and what they do, Stephanie, I'm not all that sure of exactly everything they do, but I know that their interest is in aviation, flying, and anything to do with airplanes.
Wow. So the women that were at your hotel for the 99 Club, my impression was that they all came from the U.S., and were
That's
they
right.
there because of Amelia Earhart's landing her plane near, not far from Beech Hill Country House?
Yes. That's why they were there. I mean, you know, because Amelia was such a, I suppose, a strong lady who, flying the Atlantic solo. I mean, all of these things are such a great story. And I just feel that we don't make enough of that story here, particularly with the volume of American visitors that we're having at the moment. Now, there's a new group has just got...
You're going to have to repeat, you're gonna have to repeat that because you just broke up a little bit.
Okay. A new group of local ladies have formed, and I just can't remember exactly the name of or what they call themselves, but they're trying to, I suppose, revive the whole Amelia Earhart story. And, of course, it's all to do... This all helps tourism to the area because they want the links with Amelia, with the U.S. and with Derry. And just recently they had an exhibition in the Guildhall, which would have been formerly the council offices, but now it's like a visitor centre, and councillors still meet there. The council meetings are still there, but all the administration takes place elsewhere. But they had a wonderful exhibition, which was so well attended. So I do hope, you know, that they can build on the wealth of information and the links that they already have, because there were quite a number of American visitors came to that exhibition and were really impressed by the work that these ladies are doing.
Now, this exhibition that these local ladies in Derry, Northern Ireland, created at the Guildhall about Amelia Earhart, is that a temporary exhibit, and or is it something that's going to stay there?
No, that was temporary. But, I mean, I think The reason, I suppose, that it was held in the Guildhall, they don't have a premises. I think the plan would be is to build a small exhibition centre out at Ballyarnet, where Amelia landed. I mean, it's really just marked at the moment, you know, with a marking, but there is nothing of any great significance there. So I think the plan is that to generate enough interest and hopefully be able to, you know, receive some funding so that they can build a proper visitor centre.
Yeah, well, the interest needs to be generated in Northern Ireland. It needs to be generated particularly in Derry, Londonderry. And because somebody's asleep at the switch, because there is clearly worldwide interest, and especially with this latest photograph emerging. And it's kind of funny that this photograph just emerged when it did, showing the back of a woman who could easily be Amelia Earhart, but you can't see her face. So it's, you know, tough to be scientific and say it absolutely is. And there's a fellow in the picture that apparently, they blurry as it is, they see enough to say that it looks like her navigator, and that the two of them were, you know, sat out, you know, the rest of their lives somewhere in the custody of people in Japan, although the Japanese government says, you know, they have no record of whatever and it didn't happen and, you know. But just about the same time that picture came out, there was the announcement that some guy has written a book that's just come out about Amelia Earhart. So I don't know if he's the one that found the picture and released it at the same time his book was coming out, so that the, you know, the publicity about the picture would generate interest in his new book. Regardless, Amelia Earhart is one of those mystical names that when you say it, people want to know more. And it's tragic that, you know, you introduced me to a fellow at least 5 years ago, maybe more. I'm pretty sure his name was John Thompson. And he was trying to raise funds to take the site where Amelia Earhart landed her plane just down the road a piece from Beech Hill Country House in Derry, Northern Ireland, and create a proper memorial park, because that is a place of historic significance. And he couldn't get himself arrested. I mean, there was so little interest in anyone stepping up to the plate, governmental or private sector, and saying, gee, this is a great idea, and it certainly would boost tourism, and it certainly would not only boost tourism from various places in the world, but from the U.S., and particularly women's groups that are always interested in the history of women who pretty much beat the system, you know, at a time when an industry or a sector of life is completely male-dominated. You have this woman step up. I can't even conceive of flying solo across the ocean in a 747, let alone in our little plane, all by herself, flying across an ocean solo. I mean, that's just, hello, incredible. And she really was one gutsy woman. And if you're looking for role models for, you know, the women in your life, the girls in your life, Amelia Earhart certainly does stand out. And so it's hard to believe that there would be any struggle. I watch money raised for some of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life. And, the money gets raised and the thing gets built and then they market it and people come. This is a natural. This isn't, again, this is one of those platinum experiences, not something, you know, plastic made out of bubble gum and glue and scotch tape. This is a real place where something extraordinary happened, especially because it almost fits in with an Irish sense of humor, doesn't it? She thought she was landing in France. She was in Northern Ireland.
It takes the right people who are going to stick with it. It's not just going to happen overnight, Stephanie. And I think, you know, the two ladies that I know who are working on it at the moment, they have the determination, they have the drive. And I do think, you know, they have already linked up with some high-profile Americans, and I don't want to mention any names just yet at the moment, but I do think, given time and, you know, enough effort, that they certainly will be able to end up with an attraction that's going to be wonderful and that's going to bring a lot of visitors.
Listen, you gave me the name and phone number of Miss Brenda, and I have left her four messages, and I have yet to hear from her. So I can only hope that it's summer and she's on holiday in Italy or something.
So if
you could give her a little kick in the pants.
This is the really high holiday season here in Northern Ireland.
I know that. So I'm thinking maybe she's...
Sort of the 2 weeks in July are really high season.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe she's out of the country and she doesn't have the cell phone. But when she gets back, she's going to find four messages from me. So you need to give her a little encouragement to get back to me. Stay with me. Don't go away. I'm going to take a quick commercial break because you said so many things that just set off light bulbs in my head. We'll be right back with Patsy O'Kane at Beach Hill Country House in Derry, Northern Ireland, just down the road from where Amelia Earhart landed, thinking it was France. But no, it was Northern Ireland. We'll be right back.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Have you ever spread rumors? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Since its publication, my new novel, Rumors, has consistently received 4- and 5-star ratings from book reviewers and smashing comments about it being a juicy intrigue, a fast-paced read worth rereading, and a compelling story filled with love, lust, mystery, greed, and a whodunit, all wrapped up in rumors that sweep through a community. One review starts out with the words, "Holy wow!" You can find Rumors in print and ebooks at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers globally. The first copy of Rumors was sold in Australia last month. You can read the first 7 chapters by clicking on Rumors' book cover at Amazon, which you can reach directly by going to sabrams.com/rumors. That's sabrams.com/rumors. Rumors. Read it or we'll start rumors about you.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number 1 by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
This is a national health care alert from Wholesale Braces. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. If you are on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces available for shoulder, ankle, and your back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no cost to you as well. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to take your call.
866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990. 866-490-3990.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with me my good friend Patsy O'Kane. She is the owner of Beech Hill Country House in Derry, Londonderry, Northern Ireland. And we've been talking about Amelia Earhart, as you've seen in the news of late. She landed her plane thinking she was seeing Paris beneath her. Or somewhere in France. And it turned out she landed in Northern Ireland. And the spot has not yet been developed into some kind of special memorial location. There's also no permanent exhibit in Derry to honor Amelia Earhart. And there should be. So, Patsy, do you know the Leslies from Castle Leslie, Sammy, Samantha Leslie, and Mark?
Yes,
and,
not very well, but I know who you're talking about. Yes.
Okay. Sammy's brother, Mark, lives in Dublin. I'm going to send you his contact information. I want you to do your best to get his contacts into the hands of Miss Brenda and her compatriots who put together that exhibit that was temporary at the Guildhall in Derry, honoring Amelia Earhart. Mark has, every exhibit he's ever done has won an award. His company is Martello Media, and it's based in Dublin. And they did the first exhibit at the Visitor Center, the Cliffs of Moher, the Visitor Center at Black Rock Observatory, at Glasnevin Cemetery in Black Rocks in Cork. It's a scientific, you know, observatory attached. It's involved with Cork University and Glasnevin Cemetery in Dublin, at the visitor center there, and the Yeats exhibit at the National Library in Dublin. Next time you're in Dublin, please get over and see it, because one of these days they're going to take it down. And it is so fabulous. You leave there, you think you just spent the day with Yeats. I mean, it was just, it's amazing. And he also, we were just in Malta in March, and he did the visitor center experience at Fort St. Angelo in Malta. And he's so creative, and his team is so marvelous. And, oh, the GPO, the General Post Office in Dublin, has a new exhibit that opened, I'm going to say, in March or April. And it's a permanent exhibit at the General Post Office in Dublin to memorialize the Easter Rising in 1916. And so he's hot stuff, and his company is fabulous. And so and he'll work with whatever their budget is, because I've seen things he did. He did the exhibit for Lord Ross at Birr Castle in County Offaly. And they had a very small budget and very small plans, and he managed to help them out. So, you know, if they're planning to do an exhibit, they shouldn't finalize what their plans are before they talk with him. Because
Martello Media, because
his offices are down the road from Martello Tower, which was mentioned one of Yeats's poems, I think, right on the waterfront in County Dublin. Mm-hmm. It's still Dublin County, but it's not downtown Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is it called? Sandy something? Sandy Mount?
Sandy Mount, yeah.
Yeah, that's where his offices are. So, and it's near the Martello Tower, so that's how he came up with the name Martello Media. But I will send you I'll send you everything. I'll send you
that's
his home.
Great. You're very
his
good.
Home, his cell, his office, the whole shooting match, his email address, and I'll do an introduction, pass it along. Because,
brilliant.
Yeah, and he is just so innovative. You know, when I come over to visit, or as my friend Joe O'Flynn says, when I come home to visit Ireland. Not only are there wonderful places that inspire me, but there are so many people like you, my dear, who are just hot as a pistol. I mean, they're just creative, inspired, focused. You know, they know where they've been and they know where they want to go. You know? and they're just
getting there's a problem.
That's it. Well, you know, you just get on the railroad track and you keep plugging away and, you know, hoping
exactly.
that you'll get your locomotive into the train station. But in any event, you know, he's one of the people I go out of my way to make sure we interface with every time we're over. And he's really quite remarkable. So, yeah. And he'll take a look at it and just bubble over with more ideas than you can imagine, because he does all this interactive stuff where he'll take you should even talk to him about your heritage room and museum and whatever, because takes all the materials and creates not only displays, but the stuff goes interactive into computers. So you see something on a screen and you see something you'd like to. For instance, you have at Beach Hill Country House an article about Ernie Pyle, or written by Ernie Pyle. Which one was it? He was the famous World War II journalist who was embedded with the troops. And there is a story either about him or written by him. No, I think it was written by him about that. It's right by the elevator downstairs.
That's right, about the conversation that was held between...
You're cracking up again.
The mayor of Derry.
It was held between who and who? Because we lost you for a second.
Colonel James Dugan and the then mayor of Derry.
Yes.
Regarding the
plaque.
You know, the arrogance of their Marines.
Tell me about
that. That's right.
Yeah, that's the one. You want to finish that story lest we leave that as a mystery?
Oh, no.
I remember I had his daughter on the air with me. She raises horses in Maryland or something. But Ernie Pyle wrote the story, and he wound up, Colonel Dugan wound up going home with this plaque that was going to be placed somewhere that nobody would ever see it. So he took it home for safekeeping, and it has since emerged in a proper place. But in any event, he could take all those things and put them into an interactive display where all you have to do is touch it and you can zoom in on it and read it. And, you know, I mean, anyway, that's a good thing.
So, when I win the lottery, Stella, or Stephanie.
Well, I want to thank you for that. And I want to thank all of you for joining us this hour. Come back next week. Got to fly now.
Cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say.
come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.